I'd like to call order the Town of Ruley Committee meeting for June the 4th, 2018. Mr. Nisler, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands on the nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Radley, can you roll call, please?
Councilmember Daigle? Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Nisler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta? Mayor Rhodes?
Here.
Got a few people out with tonight. No big votes, so we'll be good for next week, I think. In your package, we have minutes from our regular meeting on May 14th. We sent them out earlier in the week, made a few changes. What you see, you can go through them. See any changes, let us know. Next up, committee reports. Public Works, I'll just go over what Shane gave me today. We talked about, we had four rain events with 2.2 inches of rain. No drainage issues. We had seven skate alarms on our wastewater lift stations. Most were lost on prime. Two out of compliance test results on our sewer treatment facility. One was ammonia, and I'm not sure. I'm not real versed in that. I'll deal with the other ones. DEQ did an inspection on our wastewater treatment facility. We're awaiting results from them. Derelict building at 2100 Ori Drive had a new roof installed. We had sent letters, and we were about to go to the final state of putting it on the list. Nope. The roof is up. Now, we are not going inside. Shane's going to try to go inside and see what the living condition was. But that's a health department issue and not really our concern. So he may still do that. They cleaned culverts from Benzil Street to the ditch north of the subdivision. The sweeper and land plane attachments for the Bobcat both came in. They're using them as actually swept Main Street this week. New street signs for South Lebove and West St. Francis have been delivered. So we're going to get to work on putting those back up, or putting those up. Also, garbage pickup for this month will be on the week of June the 11th. So just for everybody to know, on the week of June 11th will be our garbage pickup. And then our extra monthly pickup that we pay for extra will be on June 29th. While we're on that, for the record, I don't know if you guys got the tonnage that we had this month, but our tonnage was definitely down. We only had like two tons on our extra pickup. We've been averaging around five.
Yeah, but only a week later.
Right, we talked about that. They were running behind, so they picked up the week before because they were running behind, so they got a lot of the stuff they would normally pick up. But we're going to continue to watch that and see what days they fall on. We can always call it off if it gets too close to our Friday and we want to pay for it. So,
is there any way we could attach this to the minutes? Because some of this information, people would be interested in knowing, but we do it at this meeting when it's not in the minutes. So maybe for next week, could you just say...
That's just to be honest. That's a great idea.
Just say public works report.
Right.
And just give this to Patricia to type in or add it. Because there's some things people ask me. Like somebody said, y'all have a street sweeper?
Right.
And I said, well, I don't know. I guess we do.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do that. That's a good idea. So for all of our regular meetings, we'll put that on the list. We go that way. It'll be in the minutes.
Some people want to know something.
Good.
Thank you.
Public works. Anything else? You might have some public works stuff. Planning and zoning. We have the planning and zoning minutes in your package. They discussed our new map, correcting our map to increase, not to increase, but to correct our northern border for the town limits. So that'll be on our agenda for a vote next week. Anything else on planning and zoning? All right, finance committee. You got your May bills in your package. The big check that you see in there, we put in the money market account. We had too much money in the checking account, so we moved that over. I think that's the big outstanding one in the bills.
That was a bond reimbursement.
I guess, yeah. I mean, kind of sort of. It kicked our balance up into the in the checking account. Yeah. So you don't like keeping too much in the
right. You wouldn't be insured, right?
Yeah. All right. Any other questions on them? All right, next up, Finance Committee, we're going to discuss the 2018-19 General Fund Budget. Everyone should have that. We email that to everybody during the week. This is the council's budget. This is my proposed budget, and we can definitely make changes. It's a work in progress. I talked to a few council members. We're going to make a few changes during the week, and I'll get back with you guys on those. But this is kind of our proposed budget for next year. I think the biggest thing that you see in the proposed budget is that we're going to start our road overlay project that we skipped last year. We're going to do that again. So we put $160,000 for our road overlay project. We're going to get with Roy and talk about what roads need to be done. I rode down all these quarters today, and it's getting pretty bad, but we may end up patching that and doing some other roads that are older on the list.
That list, that spreadsheet that we need.
Yeah.
That just kept us out of trouble. Staying on this game.
Right. I think
some of the things we're not to.
Yeah. I think the next one we have Lee, maybe Gwen, and a couple of streets up here in front. I think are the oldest ones that haven't been redone.
They're back in
and that's they're pretty rough back there. So we're going to look and see if we can fit all that in, depending on the price, and we'll make a determination from there after talking to Roy.
Are we going to look at the price?
We can, yeah.
That will be a discussion.
We can do that. Only problem is striping on some of those streets.
Trying to bring them up.
Yeah. Gwen and all that, those little small streets up here, they're so thin, I don't know if striping would even work.
I think we had ended up talking about the main mall.
Just the long streets, like Live Oak and St. Francis. And
Alleen.
Yeah, and Alleen. So I guess when those
definitely
come up.
Alleen.
Yeah. When those come up, we can do that.
Just got it right in the bed.
Just some notes in the budget. We do have the $40,000 in the sidewalks that we're going to try to get on off the boat. We didn't spend that last year. We rolled that over. We're looking at maybe possibly doing a sign on this side, town limits, coming in from the south. So that's in there too. Any other questions? There again, we have time, and we can discuss this during the week, and then we'll vote on it next week. Also, in your package, any questions from the audience? Anything? Before we move forward? Also, in your package is a sewer budget. So we have sewer budget also. Nothing outstanding in the sewer budget either. We're just trying to break even. Anybody else? Any questions for the audience? All right, let's move on to Personnel Committee. Discuss adding one part-time officer, John Thompson.
All right, we recently had an application from Michael Como. He's a principal at Holy Family School. He's been working for Fort Island Police Department. Follow my mic.
About 2 years.
2 years, I said. About 2 years. He's already ranked a sergeant over there. He does a tremendous job with him. He's received awards, how much time he's put in. And he lives on this side of Intercoastal, so he'd like to move down this way. It'd be a lot easier for him to come volunteer some time and stuff. So. But not volunteer time, but we'd like to pay him if we could, because he's great guy, be a tremendous asset to us.
Would
you
look at
nighttime, stopping out at night? Just whenever. People take, just good, like a reserve.
Vacation relief type stuff, definitely.
We need in the summer like that, especially. Right now, we're having to transport the juvenile back and forth, and it's really is really taxing us trying to get him all of the things he needs to attend to for sure. So we made up a lot of overtime bill with that case. So just little things like that. The reserves we have, you know, Ron Ray, he puts in the most time. And puts in 20 hours a month is good, you know, and he's really the only one we have right now. So he's done a tremendous job holding family school, you know. He'd be a tremendous asset for us. So
what hourly rate?
About 15 an hour. Like the rest of them, all make the same flat rates. He can help us out with a lot of things, but a lot of problems with children, and I don't know much he knows about divorce, but we deal with a bunch of them too, so they definitely learn. So great guy. No, he has a couple more tests to finish this week, so if we just add him for now, just go ahead and get him on the agenda.
And the standard question?
Yeah.
He's covered all his tests.
Yeah, well, we got one more guy. He got to go take a matrix tomorrow. Okay. Well, he passed before down. They wouldn't forward us, or they wouldn't give us a result, so we could just pass him in the insurance company. You know, he took the test 2 years ago and didn't have any trouble.
I was glad you put that projection in the budget.
We just kind of got a blanket. Like, I think we got about 20 for reserve working there, and overtime helps. So we brought it in. No, ma'am. We brought it. If we spent $4,000 or $5,000 last year on reserves, we'd spend a lot on the AU.
All right, so the budget proposal, did you?
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
It all fit in there. We don't have to do any changes.
Everything's good. Okay.
So that would be effective?
Yeah, next Monday we vote on it. We'll have the rest of the testing on back.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I just want to get a bit put on the agenda. But that's him back there. He won't be able to make it next week. Got like a meeting just in case. So, real good guy. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Any other questions? All right, so anything else on the personnel? Recreation Committee? I don't have a whole lot. Anybody have anything? Police Committee? I don't think we have a whole lot. Governmental Affairs Committee?
Program Sun, you just have it under now.
Yep. Okay. Other matters? I don't know of anything. Mayor reports very brief this meeting. Miss Joanne, Blaine, Mr. Don, we all attended the chamber meeting with Gary Graves last week. He had a lot of good things to say. Of course, everything's about traffic. We all know that. But it was pretty entertaining. I like Gary Graves, and I think he's good for our community. So. Anyway, it was really interesting to go to. We were applied for a grant, and CRPC is doing some counting for us on Levittop. Just out of curiosity, they wanted to know how many people and for grant purposes. So average counts per day on Levittop is 157. So there's a lot of use on the Levittop. We like to get those counts. They go up and down depending on the days, rain, all that stuff.
Average,
yeah. I'm 57. So I increased it a little bit. I passed it a couple times. That's pretty interesting. Interesting numbers that come out. Everybody likes to see those numbers. So we like that.
Are those going to be used in a grant application?
I think so, yeah. Especially for the one for that property. We're going to try to all tie it in.
Yeah.
And with that, just to go back on budget a little bit, we do have some money in the budget for that trailway up top as well as that property up front. That's it for Mayor's report. Remarks of personal privilege?
I hate to waste y'all's time.
No, man, that's what we're here for.
We're really having a problem with those donation boxes. And like I said, you know, it's one thing to close and whatever that they're stacking up in front of them, but all last week there was a living room set. The week before there was a washer, you know, and there's been a refrigerator out there. And the problem is that anything that they don't put in the boxes, you get a wind out of the south, it winds up in our yard. And I mean, those things aren't charitable organizations. They're taking that stuff and selling it, you know. I mean, it's kind of like Goodwill. It's not the Salvation Army or St. Vincent de Paul. These are private individuals, which I know there's private property and they can put pretty much what they want on them, but there's got to be something done about the trash. I mean, it's getting bad. And the other point we were wondering, Mr. Gyro is cutting that fields very regularly. I mean, you can't complain about it, but there's about a 20-foot strip in front of that ditch that hadn't been cut in 2 years. It's about 3 foot tall right now.
All right, it's in front of what ditch?
Well, it's on that 3 acres he's got that goes back to the new development. Uh-huh. There's a ditch
right.
That runs east, I'm sorry, north-south. And from the ditch bank up to the street, it's not being cut. And I think the town guys cut around in Craigmurs, which hang about a foot over in the road. And with the construction guys,
okay.
You know, you hit the trees. But that grass is getting horrible.
All right, I'll look at that. We'll handle that first thing in the morning.
I think we can trim those Craigmurs once.
Well, they have been trimmed once before.
Okay, we might need to look at them again.
To the ground.
Sit down.
18 months or 2 years ago, we talked to the owner and he says he didn't want anything to do with the Craigmurs, but they're hanging down and hitting us in the face when we try to cut the grass around them. So we went and cut them, but we didn't poison them. And that's what you have today.
Okay.
So anyhow, that's the history of it.
But
the
thank
owner
you.
Apparently doesn't mind if we go and cut them at the ground and poison them, just in the Craigmurs.
Well, yeah, like you said, you like cut them down. I mean, it was just a stub.
Yeah, stubs.
Yeah,
we just left little stubs on, you know, but we didn't poison them, I think.
Craigmurs.
But you notice that grass?
Can't kill them.
That grass in the front porch?
Yeah, by that drive.
I don't know.
West side.
They cut it about a month ago, and I don't know why they didn't go up there with that tractor and cut that porch.
All right, I'll make a call tomorrow. Before we cut any trees down, I'll make a call too, make sure we're still good with that.
I'll go cut. That's some little thing that I just cut back off the road. If I don't get no, I don't want Jonathan out to sick his reserve.
on that note, Jonathan, those dumpster things they have. How about guys?
We've tried to contact just, those folks before.
No, but just look at it. They see somebody dumping stuff.
Oh,
you know, the couch doesn't belong there. You know what I mean?
They might not even have
one. They might even have
a phone. Yeah. I'll look at that tomorrow.
They got wood falling down. They got a green wood one made out of plywood.
But I mean, if it's closed and they put clothes in and they close it, that's one thing. But a couch, we all know the couch doesn't belong there.
It wasn't resolved.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I said,
those things pop up all over town in Baton Rouge. We're looking at it tomorrow.
I appreciate it.
All right. Yes, sir.
I've got Leah's phone number. Would you like me to call him about removing those boxes?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, if you want to do that, that'll work.
The people that own the box don't answer the phone. I can assure you. I've tried and tried.
Yeah. That's not the first complaint about that group, so. We'll
get them. Well, we just had our HOA meeting, and you know who got sent out there.
You elected an official?
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else? Anybody?
Appreciate y'all getting the budget to us early. It eliminates a lot of questions and stuff as we go.
Yep.
We can, you know, ask one-on-one shooting emails, get the information before then.
Yep, we try to get that out as soon as we can.
Appreciate it.
All right, anybody else? All right, announcements. We have our hurricane preparedness meeting Wednesday, June 6th at noon at the Bistro. Our landmark plaque presentation ceremony Sunday, June 10th at 3 o'clock, and everybody can come out. It's here at the town hall, right? Here at the town hall, so everyone's invited to that. With that, do I have a motion adjourned? Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Reshaw, all in favor? All opposed? Ayes have it. Meet adjourned.